The Kentucky Derby was founded by Colonel Meriwether Lewis Clark, a descendant of the Lewis and Clark expedition. And Meriwether Lewis Clark went actually to England to study some of the prominent races that they held in Europe, wanting to bring some of that tradition and auspicious race style to Kentucky so that we could then further the thoroughbred industry here in this bluegrass state. And he modeled the Kentucky Derby off of the Epsom Derby, which had been started about 100 years earlier and had a great tradition in England, and brought it here.
How did it happen to come to Louisville?
Churchill Downs was actually founded on some farmland owned by John and Henry Churchill. They were brothers, and the Downs were the common name for a rolling farm acreage. And so Churchill Downs was founded there. The grandstand seating actually happened to be constructed in 1875 on the other side of the racetrack from where it sits now. But they quickly learned that as the sun set, the sun was in their eyes as they were trying to see the horses cross the finish line, and they were downwind of the barns. And so they had some not-so-pleasant smells to enjoy while they were having their afternoon races. So they switched it to the other side in 1895 and constructed the historic and famous Twin Spires.
So the Derby and Churchill Downs kind of came to be around the same time, if I understand you correctly.
That's when the fame really started. The Kentucky Derby brought prominence to the racetrack. In early Louisville racing history, they actually ran the horses right down Main Street in the center of downtown.
I had no idea. That must have been quite a spectacle.
Yeah, you know, of course we didn't have pavement then, so it was a dirt track, much like it is now, just a few more buildings in the way.
Now, there are all kinds of traditions with the Kentucky Derby, of course. There are the women who get dressed up in their finery and the mint juleps and all of that. And how did all that get started?
Well, the hats have always been a part of Kentucky Derby history. In 1875, of course, it was the societal norm that you wear hats and gloves and dressed in your Sunday best when you were out in public. And covering your head really stuck as a societal custom for women through the 50s. And in the 60s and 70s, we saw those those etiquette rules loosen quite a bit. And at the track, in the 60s and 70s, hats sort of dropped off a little bit, but those who did wear hats were big, ostentatious, show-stopping hats.
And the mint juleps?
The mint juleps are a Southern tradition. They started as kind of a hangover helper in the Deep South and to give you a little bit of a lift on those very hot days. And we saw them at the track just for that reason. And the julep glasses started as a tradition in the 20s, and they were drinking glasses, just water glasses on the tables at Churchill Downs, and they noticed that they started disappearing, and people were collecting them as a souvenir to take home, so they decided to mass-produce them. Colonel Matt Wynn was very instrumental. We call him the master marketer of Churchill Downs, as starting some of these great traditions. The Gold Cup Trophy started during his era, the Rose Garland being an official part of this celebration, along with the julep glasses. And one of the things that he realized is that if you bring celebrities to the race, the media follows celebrity, the media follows fame. So he knew it was instrumental to growth in this big race to have celebrities on the track capturing national headlines.
Trinan says the tradition of the Derby being run on the first Saturday in May began in the 1930s. Wendy Trinan is Director of Communications for the Kentucky Derby Museum in Louisville. I'm Steve Hirschberg.